Welcome to episode 600 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. The Disney Destiny ship is the newest ship in the Disney fleet. Setting sail in November 2025, she is themed with heroes and villains. Black Panther graces the ship's lobby with mosaics of the Wakanda King's Guard. Disney embraced Marvel and Pixar heavily in the design and entertainment. Donna took her 20-year-old son on the ship for spring break, and she is here to tell us all about the new ship. So let's get started.
Yay!
All right, yay!
So I'm so excited because, you know what? I've never been on a ship this new.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So this was pretty cool. And I have to say, I have to disclose that it was not a familiarization trip. It actually, but it was a discounted trip that I took last minute. Okay. So they had unused space, and so I took advantage of it.
Absolutely.
It was about a month and a half, 2 months before.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
So that's pretty last minute.
Yeah. Cruises go.
And you took your 20-year-old.
Did
your 20-year-old, and he, at that age, enjoyed a Disney cruise? Because I hear some say, oh, my kids are too old, or, you know, whatever.
Well, this is what he said. He said, I understand the value of it, and I understand the Disney experience, but if I were to choose this, I would not have chosen it. I will definitely go, and I would go again, but this is not would not be my first choice.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So Nitra had told us that her 20-year-old found like some secret society of 20-year-olds. Remember,
yes,
she did her New Year's Eve. Did he do that?
He did. He did.
Oh, that's really cool.
So there is actually, so for that, I want to say sandwich area age where it's like 18. So they're not in the kids clubs anymore, but they're not quite 21. So they can't really hang out with all the drinking and all. Mm-hmm. They call it the 1923 Society.
Okay. Yes.
Or I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, 1920.
What, 1923? Then that's one of the dining venues on board.
That's the dining venue. Anyway, but yes, they have one for that kind of sandwich area that, you know, they don't quite fit in. So, and he did go a couple of times and hung out with some people. So.
Oh, good.
Cool. Nice.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
So, tell us, I'm looking through our notes here. So you stay in the balcony cabin.
Is this ship different? Like it's not like a class of ship that I don't know. Does it have like a sister ship? You know what I'm saying? I know it's one of the newest ones, but it's different, right?
I think the Wish it's designed like the Wish, but it's completely different from the Dream and the Fantasy.
Okay.
So I think, yes, this is a completely different class of ship because, it was so much different. And I believe the new Adventure and the
Treasure
are supposed to be modeled after this one as well. However, the Adventure is supposed to be going into the Asian market, so there are going to be some tweaks for that.
So that'll be different too.
Right.
Yes.
Cool. Now, compared to the Dream, or is this one bigger?
Completely different. Completely.
Right. Is this one bigger?
It is bigger. Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Okay.
But there's, and I'll get to some of the changes because I think they messed up a little bit on some of the changes that they made.
Not Disney.
We'll get to that.
Not Disney.
Do not say that.
Oh my word. That is taboo. I hope Disney's not listening.
I'll explain. But so let's talk about the cabin first. So I've never
tell me about the cabin.
A cabin that holds five.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were there, our cabin steward so it had a Pullman bed, which I've never seen. And they actually opened it and asked Connor if he wanted to sleep in the Pullman bed or he wanted to sleep on the couch. Because honestly, we were completely planning on sharing a bed. Mm-hmm. But and I didn't realize this, they don't split apart like all the other cruise lines. Yep. So we literally would have had to share a bed, and which we did when we were just like watching TV in the afternoons. We'd sit there and share a bed, or I'd take a nap and he'd watch, you know, a movie or something. But yeah, he decided he wanted to sleep on the couch. So he's like, the couch is actually not bad.
Yeah. That's cool. So the Pullman, is that, that's like flips out of the wall, right?
Out of the ceiling.
Oh, really? So he, I would have thought he would be too tall for that.
He could have been. Yeah. He never got up into the bed, so we don't know. He was like, no. He saw the little tiny little ladder. He's like,
I don't think I would have done that either.
Yeah.
But what was really cool is we were way at the back of the ship, and so we actually had a bigger balcony.
Oh, nice.
It was an extended balcony because it was kind of at an angle. So it was actually kind of nice, and it was a guarantee cabin, so I got what I got, and I was very pleased with what I got. So
nice. Good. That's awesome. Awesome.
Do they still have the split bathrooms?
Yes, okay, they did. Okay. And so that was, however, I noticed that we just had the shower. We didn't have the little tub.
Okay.
We just had a walk-in shower.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So you have to pay attention to that if you need the tub.
Yeah,
yes, if you want the little
bitty ones, some people need
for
that
the,
tub.
For the little kids so they can take a bath. Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you're looking at, and just ask one of your Outlander travel agents to help you, and they will make sure you have what you need.
They are more than happy to help with all of your needs.
If it's available, if they're already gone,
absolutely.
You're going last minute, you get what you get.
You get what you get, and you just, exactly. No princess pitch a fits.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about the dining on this ship. Because I know it's a Disney thing. They do the rotational dining on this one, just like they do all the others.
Which I kind of like, and I like the fact that your cast member,
your wait staff
follows you with you. So they always knew what I like to drink. They knew what, you know, my allergies and all. And I love the fact that they can remember those things. However, it's a little different, the dining situation. So they kind of took it into a different era, I guess. So we started out in the Pride Lands. It was the Feast of the Lion King, and it's the dinners were very African in influence, some slightly Caribbean. So it was definitely, I tried some things that I'd never tried before. They used spices that you know are not typical to, you know, my palate. Not that it was bad. It was different.
It was just different.
But this is one of the few areas where you had a show. So they had a big stage in the center, and they had people dancing and singing. And the woman that was singing was honestly phenomenal. She sang a lot of the Lion King songs, and they had, you know, people walking around, and they had drummers, and so it was really, really kind of neat.
Oh, that's really cool.
So, dinner and a show.
So, did you, how many nights was your cruise?
It was a five days, five nights.
Okay. Did you end up in that restaurant twice?
We did.
And it was at the same show then, both times?
No, they didn't even have a show the second time.
Okay.
It was it was just dinner. So
okay.
They only had a show the first night.
Interesting.
And then the second night we were in 1923. 1923 is when Walt Disney started the Disney Company. And so the really great thing, this was more, it was elegant, you know, tablecloths were all the linen tablecloths, and then they also had along all the walls they had animation, they had sketches, they had drawings, they had scale models, they had, you know, props from the different movies, kind of to give their illustrators ideas and imagination. And so it was really neat to kind of walk in the dining room and actually look at all the display cases for mm-hmm. all the different movies. It was Pixar. It was Disney. It was Star Wars. It was all sorts of animation, sketching and memorabilia. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's cool. How was the food there? Was that...
That was more traditional. So that's going to be okay. your kind of American fare. So it was steaks and chicken and, you know,
yeah,
things stuff such like as that nature. So... Yes.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
And then the last one was Worlds of Marvel. So it was like you were walking into Ultron's workshop. So it was all circuit boards on all the walls and there were lights. But what was really for entertainment, they had trivia. And so they had this, I guess, machine. It looked like the carrier that you use at the teller at the bank, but it had lights and buttons on it and everything. And so uh-huh. it was about that size. It was a canister and you could push the buttons and decide. And it didn't really keep score. It was honestly just for, you know, bragging rights at the table. If you knew the trivia, which I knew almost all of it. So it was pretty cool. It was all Marvel trivia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So dinner there was a little bit, again, more traditional, but it was more down-home, home-style American fare. So we had schnitzel, but there was, you know, there was pot roast and things of that nature. So.
Okay.
I like that. All these restaurants are so very different and unique. I think that's really fun.
Did you guys, were you seated with other people or were you just the two of you?
We were. And so I found it very interesting because we got to talking and everybody at my table was a travel agent.
They did that on purpose.
I'm thinking they did. So
yeah, I'm sure they did.
Talk to the patrons.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody at our table were travel agents and we were all traveling.
They were all taking advantage of that last
taking
minute.
Taking advantage of, yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool, though.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Yes. So I do want, and you didn't do any of the specialty dining, Palo or Conte, did you?
Enchante. Yes. No, we did not. We didn't even try that because, you know. We wanted to experience the ship, so we just did. Yes.
Now, I want to know if you went into the Haunted Mansion bar.
Oh, my God.
Because that is where I would probably park and live.
Oh, you know what? Yes, you would.
You really would. It is Sandy and I both, we'd be in there together.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't leave.
The coolest bar at sea. So they have, you walk in and it's kind of, the entrance is hidden. It's kind of, it's a little dark and you kind of got to know where you're going and you go in there and you sit down. The first night we got there, I went to check it out. The bar was completely packed. There was not a seat available in the place.
Wow.
They've got specialty cocktails. They've got different things on the walls and everything that resemble the portraiture that is in the Haunted Mansion. And somehow they've got it where it's a screen, but it's not a screen because you could tell a little bit that it was a TV set, but it was almost like it was painted on top of the glass so that it kind of resembled it. The image changed, but it did not act like a TV set. So I don't know how they did it, but it was really cool. That's awesome. In the center of the entire bar is a fish tank with skeleton fishes swimming in the fish tank.
Oh,
yes.
That's interesting.
Cool. You'll see bony fishes and you'll see little fishes and big fishes, but they're all skeletons.
Oh. That is interesting.
Did you have one of the specialty cocktails?
Hold on, I'm not there yet. So it goes through the whole thing
sorry.
All the lights and everything, and it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to go through the whole routine with the lights changing and talking and everything. The cocktails were amazing. And they give you a cocktail menu on, it's a computer screen, but it's got a cover over it. So it's almost like an iPad. But there is a secret menu. And if you figure out the secret phrase, it'll reveal a special cocktail that you can get. Now hold your horses, because it's like $75.
Whoa.
Not surprise me.
Because you get to keep the candelabra with the glasses and everything. And
that's where they get you.
Y'all know who would have that. You know who'd be going home with that.
Oh, we know exactly who was unable to be here today. We know exactly who would have that.
Lindsay. Shout out, Lindsay.
Yes. Lindsay. Yes, I did not purchase the special cocktail that was $75.
I don't think I would either. Do you know how many of the other cocktails you could have? I mean, you could try the whole flipping menu for that.
I tried a few, and I had a mezcal cocktail, and it was smoked, and it was so amazingly good. So, yes,
that's cool. Mm.
And then on the back side of that is actually DeVille's, and that's the piano bar. Everything's in black and white and red.
Nice. Yes, I've seen pictures of that. That looks really cool.
Yes, and across from that is the Sanctum, and that is all done like, what's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, the yes. The one that changes the time.
Yes. So the Inner Sanctum, there's a giant
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange.
There's a giant Doctor Strange. Window.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Doctor Strange.
Very cool. That's very cool.
And then on the other side of the ship, there's the Triton Lounge, and that's got a very small stage, and I guess that's where they do small comedians and things like that. We went in there for an arts and crafts event, adult only. So they do have some events throughout the day that are for 18 and up. So
I like that.
And then
I will say that they do a good job of combining some adult, you know, things for the adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So,
and then upstairs, that the Cask and Cannon. I didn't go with you guys when you went to Disney World. But it's all done in Pirates, but that's also the sports bar. So there's TVs everywhere, and they're all showing all the sports programs. They've got Saga, which is a two-story entertainment venue. We saw an amazing show. There is this comedy duo that were doing all the virtues of the Marvel characters and what makes you a really great Marvel hero, and it finished with awesomeness from Deadpool.
That's funny.
Amazing show. And then of course they had the same singer from the first night at the Lion King. She came out and did some blues and some jazz. Ooh. And it was
sounds fun.
Imagine her voice. I mean, she was doing great with the Lion King, but then she's doing jazz and R&B, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then right in front of the Enchanté, the specialty dining restaurant, there's the Rose, and it's a very quiet martini bar, and you have to know where you're going, because you can't, there's only one elevator gets up to that floor, and you gotta really find your way to get there. So if you're looking for a quiet place to just get away, that is definitely the place to go.
That's the spot.
Yes.
That's cool.
Nice. So tell me about some of the entertainment that you guys saw on board.
Okay. One thing I really love about Disney, and this is unlike some of the other cruise lines out there, is that if your kids are tired, if they're cranky and they don't want to go anywhere, all you got to do is turn on the TV and you can watch the productions on your TV.
Yeah.
Oh, on your television. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't get to the Frozen one, but I turned it on at the last minute and I saw like the last 5-10 minutes of it because we didn't make it to Frozen. But we did go to the Hercules stage production, and that was almost a full Broadway, you know, thing with lots of singing and dancing. Yeah.
You know, they have Hercules on the West End now. I don't know if they're on Broadway, but there's a whole big show in London. I wonder if it's similar to that.
Oh, I'm sure it's almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because it was a full stage production. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Marvel Avengers comedy show. And the same duo also, I saw them down in the main lobby, and they were doing a Maleficent show as well for the kids.
That's fun.
Cool.
I love Maleficent. So, that's really neat.
Yeah. And then they had a magician that came on board named John Armstrong, and you could tell that he wasn't used to being on a Disney ship because he really had to watch his language.
Oh.
He did.
Like, look at all the children.
He's like, you know, I'm not used to doing this because I'm on other ships. So he actually does the cruise circuit. So
nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's funny.
So let's talk a little bit about like the ports and like stuff you might have done in. Looks like you went to Nassau and
we did.
their new destination, Lookout Cay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Nassau, I've been there many, 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 many times. So I left it up to Connor. I was like, what do you want to do? And he wanted to do a Jeep tour. And he thought was going to be able to drive the Jeeps. He's only 20. And you can't drive the Jeeps unless you're over 25.
Oh, wow.
So Mom got to drive the Jeep.
Oh, my God.
And it was a bunch of Jeeps all going around. There was like 20 of them, you know. And they were all, we went to Cable Beach. We went to, there's a bat cave there. We had lunch. It was probably about a 4 or 5 hour tour. With all told, because there was a lot of beach time. So, yep.
Very cool.
And then Lookout Cay. We kind of
had you been there?
No, we had not. But okay. I have been to Castaway Cay. And
right.
So it's not as developed as Castaway, just because but you could see where they're doing construction. So I believe it's definitely going to be expanded. So you get there and you get off the ship, and it's a very, very, very long dock.
That's what I keep hearing.
It's about a 10-minute walk. There is a Taylor Swift song that you can listen to, and it will take you from ship to
correct.
A 10-minute song.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but there was no shade. I honestly wish they would do some of the thing like they do at Coco Cay, where they've got the giant sails just to create some
shade. It really is. It is beaming sun. I do like, though, that they have, for little ones, they have wagons. And when you get off the ship, they just have them all lined up. So you can take a little wagon and you can pull your little ones behind you. And
Yes.
I do like that.
And
they do offer, for those with disability, they do offer like golf carts that will, like a little shuttle golf cart type thing that'll, so that's good. But
We walked it, we hoofed it.
But
I can imagine what it would be in August when it's, you know, miserable hot. And
I did it in August.
Beating down on you.
So you I did there, that. It was.
Yep. Yeah. And off to the right, you've got all of the private cabanas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't get one of those. We were doing this, trying to do it on the cheap, which, of course, with Disney, you can't do that. So we got off and we got on the shuttle and we actually took it to the far end of the island or the far end of the park. And we went headed straight for Serenity Bay, which is where the adult area is. I did find it a little difficult to get there because the signage was not quite clear.
I agree.
So I'm hoping they will fix some of the signage and actually make it more prominent.
But if you are not renting a cabana, I will say their umbrellas and chairs are just everywhere. Yes. So you can get shade.
Well, we couldn't get one on the beach because they were completely, by the time we took our time and we didn't really hurry off the ship.
Okay.
So all of the loungers and all the umbrellas on the beach, but we actually stayed right next to the bar. So it was, you know, it was a good 30 feet to get to the water.
That's where I stayed too.
Deal.
Very close to the bar.
But we were right next to the bar and the food, so we were good to go.
Yep. That was,
but it was
you
nice.
Know,
it was nice.
We think a lot alike, Donna. That's what I did too.
Yes, but I liked also the fact that the sand was that powdery white sand. So it was very, very nice on the toes.
It was. And the food was fantastic.
Yes.
And I love the little, so silly, but I love the cups that they serve the drinks in. They're like the little insulate, like they're metal, like it keeps your drink cold.
Oh, they're not disposed. Well, I just got a beer. Well, the thing was, is they ran out of beer. They ran out of local beer while I was there. And I'm like, really? You're in the Bahamas and you ran out of local beer? And they're like, yeah, we ran out of local beer. I'm like, okay.
Well, I did get, I love vodka lemonade. It's just really refreshing on the beach, out in the heat, because I was there in August. But they served them in like the little metal, like, reusable, like, and they're reusable. It's not, there's no waste. And edible straws. The straws weren't paper. They were edible and you could eat them.
We did get one of those. I had a beer. Crazy. And I actually, so I went out into the ocean. I was talking to this guy. I'm like, yeah, they ran out of beer. And he's like, yeah, I think I got the last five.
Oh.
He's like, you know what? I'm not going to drink them all, but it was cheaper to buy five than it was to buy one. So
he
bought
like
one.
Was it like a
beer?
Like a bucket? Beer bucket?
He got a bucket. Yes. Okay. So I got a free beer.
Oh, he gave you a beer.
He gave me a beer. Yes,
that was so
nice. He stole
all
the last ones.
Oh, well, at least
that
you got a beer.
Sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
So you didn't really do anything there that day. You just kind of hung out. What'd you think of that cute little Junkanoo parade?
It was neat.
Wasn't that cute?
You definitely hear it.
Yes, it's loud.
So even
it's
on
cute.
Serenity Bay, which, you know, it was a good 50 yards, 100 yards from where the parade happened, but you could still hear it in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to leave a little early and get back. We'd had enough sun, and so we headed back and we actually ran right into the parade as it was doing their afternoon performance. And it was really kind of neat to see
it was
all
neat.
the noise.
Is it like,
and the,
is it like characters or is it just,
well, they're Junkanoo, so they're all
dressed
but
I mean
in Bahamian regalia and,
but is it like it's Mickey dressed up or
yes there's okay, characters gotcha. And just people, like,
yes,
know,
with
performers
and, you know, horns and all sorts of things and drums, and so they're all basically doing just a parade as they walk through the area.
Yeah.
Does this ship have any like water slides?
It does, and it's the Aqua Duck, I believe.
Oh,
we did not do the slide.
Okay.
But we did, you know, we watched the movies and we were out there and we saw the Pirate Night parade.
Fine.
Of course, Disney is the only ones that allow fireworks at sea.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
If you're interested in fireworks, Disney is.
And they are, those fireworks are environmentally friendly.
Yep.
That
and
I did not know.
The stuff that falls in the sea is, Sandy, correct me
it's
if I'm wrong.
It's biodegradable.
Nope,
you're right.
It's biodegradable and it doesn't harm the fish. Like if they were to eat it or whatever, it's totally safe for the marine life, is my
But yeah, they're the only ones who are licensed
I think that's
to
cool.
do that. So.
Yeah. Which nice. I think it's so cool. It's fun.
But last but not least, I want to add one more thing. So they have two movie theaters on board. And they're on either side of the ship. So if you miss one of them going by like 15 or 30 minutes, you can always go to the other side of the ship and see the next showing. And it was all the new movies. It was Zootopia 2 and Avatar, the new Avatar movie, and the new Hoppers. And so we got to see a couple of the new productions that are in the movie theaters. So
yeah, when we were there, they had a premiere and they showed a movie at like midnight because it was like when it came out in the theaters that day. So they showed it like that night. Yeah.
That's so cool. And the 20-year-old thing that you were talking about with 20, is it 1820 Society?
That's it. The 18.
Cause I saw it down at the very bottom of
that
the notes
That makes total
here.
Sense too.
1820.
It doesn't tell you what it is. You have to know.
Yeah.
Because it'll say in the listing of all the events for the day, it'll say 1820 Society meeting at the ice cream shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but you don't know what that is. It's like friends of Bill W. And if you're not a friend of Bill W., then you don't know what Bill W. is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is so cool. I do like that they do that, though, because that is kind of a, that 18 to 20, that's kind of a
an odd age on a
his ship.
His birthday
like
is
that.
Actually was yesterday, and so he is now officially 21.
Yes.
He doesn't have to worry
So now
anymore.
He can hang out with mom in all the bars. And
yes. Yes.
I love it. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta